Welcome to Victory Talk with Victoria. On this podcast, you will receive expert advice from Victoria Riolano, psychology professor and author of The Victory Walk, on how you can live a life that is winning. The life of defeat was never meant for you. So let's walk out our next victory in Jesus' name.
All right, so let's dig into the topic today of what is victory and establishing the truth from the lie. And so victory means to be successful against all odds, specifically in warfare where an enemy is conquered. And I'm sure you guys know that we are facing an enemy, but prayerfully you know that we have a God that's even bigger than that. And so victory just means having a perspective where you know that even though you may face things that seem like it's the end of the road, that have you really down, that makes you think less of yourself, it doesn't matter because God is greater than those thoughts. And when we find our identity in His promises and in His word, we can overcome all those things. So I just want to really quickly tell you some different thoughts of why I feel like we really don't walk in the fullness of what God has called us to do. And so the first thing is that we really believe the lie that the enemy have told us. And so I just want to give you guys a couple examples of God's voice in my life versus the enemy's voice in our life, because sometimes we can convince ourselves that God is speaking when it's really the enemy. Because here's the thing, let me give you a clue. If it isn't holy, it's probably not from the Holy Spirit. If it's not something that's uplifting you, if it's not something that's encouraging you to be the better version of yourself, it's probably not from God. So let me give you some examples of lies that the enemy has spoken to me over the years, okay? You will never be good enough. What is so special about you that people would actually care about you? Life would be easier if you just weren't around. You will never reach that goal. Things always go bad for you. See, God doesn't even love you. Versus things that God has spoken of over me. So I want you guys to listen to the things that God has spoken over my life. You are good enough. You will never be called insignificant again. I have placed beautiful treasures inside of you. You are my daughter. I call you friend. You are victorious. I will use you to prophesy over others. I have called you to be a good friend. Do you see the difference? The things that the enemy says over us are to make us feel rejected, to make us feel low, to make us feel abandoned, to make us feel like we're not worthy, versus the things that God says over us, they're the complete opposite. Everything that God speaks over you, it's going to be full of love. It's going to be full of hope. It's going to be full of victory. It's going to be full of encouragement. That doesn't mean that everything God says is going to be all fruity frilly. Listen, sometimes God has said to me, hey, you know better than that. You can do better than that, Victoria. The way you spoke to that person did not reflect my love. So that doesn't mean that everything God says is going to, you know, make you feel good inside. But I tell you what, when I've received correction from God, it wasn't a stinging. It didn't make me want to just go and say, man, like, maybe I just shouldn't go to church anymore with as bad of a person I am. How can God even love me? That was never the case whenever God was speaking to me. Even when He brought correction to me, it still wasn't a situation where it made me feel absolutely defeated. And so the biggest thing for you guys to take away today is knowing the difference between the voice of God and the voice of the enemy. And the second thing is, I want you to ask yourself, where is it that you found your truth? Who are the voices in your life that you've allowed to speak into you? Whether it was a parent, whether it was a cousin, whether it was a teacher, who've been the people in your life that have allowed you to think that you weren't worthy? Or who have been the people in your life who have encouraged you, who have pushed you to the next level? Start to evaluate where you've gotten your truth. And the last thing I want you to think about today is God's promises. That is really going to be the foundation of how you can walk out everything that we're going to speak about throughout this podcast is God's promises. So I just want to take a moment and talk to you about God's promises because there's so many of them. And so let me tell you some things that God promises you and some things that God feels about you. So God feels about you that you are the apple of his eye. You are his favorite. He promises to strengthen you. Isaiah 41:10. He promises to save you. John 3:16. He promises to never leave you. You can find that in Joshua 1:5. He promises to heal you. You can find that in Psalm 32. He promises to protect you. You can find that in Psalm 23:1-4. So there's so many examples. Listen, they're supposed to be in this Bible. And I would love to go through the Bible and highlight them all. And I would challenge you to highlight every time you find a promise. But it's believed there are over 3,000 promises of God for you. And the reason why that's important is because that's going to be your foundation. So every time something comes against you that goes against the word of God, against his promises for you, you'll be able to back up what you're saying. Even we see when Jesus was tempted by the enemy in the Bible, whenever everything that the enemy threw at Jesus, Jesus replied back with the very word of God. And that's exactly what you're going to do. When the doctor says you are sick, you know, you're not going to survive this, you're able to say, well, by his stripes, I'm already healed. That is an attitude of victory. When you're feeling like you're all alone, you're able to stand on the fact, well, God said he will never leave me or forsake me. So enemy, that can't be true. And so that's what I want you guys to focus on. So listen, I want you guys to walk in complete victory. I want you guys to get to the point where you know you're able to quickly decipher, okay, God's not saying that about me. So I can reject that idea because that's going to give you the ability to walk in the fullness of who God's called you to be and to walk unafraid and unashamed despite what you see right in front of you and despite the circumstance, knowing that God, the all-creating God, the all-powerful God is on your side and he has all those promises that are stored up for you. But he wants you to have the faith to grab hold to them and to speak those out and to believe those deep down in your heart. Okay, guys? All right, it's been great talking to you guys. I pray this has blessed you. If you haven't already, go grab the Victory Walk where I talk about this in a lot more detail, okay? Talk to you guys next episode. Bye-bye. All right, guys, I'm so thankful that you guys joined me for this episode of the Victory Walk. This was the first episode, so hopefully you didn't mind the kinks and all that. That's just part of the fun of it, and I pray that this blesses you, and I encourage you to head over to www.victoryspeaks.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, go ahead and walk out your victory, guys, in Jesus Christ.